It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. I am your host, Chad Summers. This is a Friday edition, June 30th, 2023. Got a pretty big day here. Before we get started, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Don't miss any of our episodes. They're every Tuesday and Friday. And click on all the things that support the show. All right, let's get started here with the birthdays. This one's amazing. Mike Tyson, easily, in my opinion, the greatest boxer ever, is 56. And Michael Phelps is 37. I've got mixed feelings about Phelps's accomplishments. I don't know that you should get a medal for every single event. I think they should all be bundled, and you get a medal for whoever wins all the events. So, yeah, he shouldn't have as many medals as he does, but it is what it is. I really don't care that much about it, but all right. Also, on this day in history, I have a couple from yesterday because I was on the wrong day when I was doing my research. So, the first three of these are on this day in history yesterday. All right. So, yesterday. In 2009, Bernie Madoff was sentenced to 150 years in prison. Yes, he has since passed away in a, I believe, North Carolina prison. In 2007, the iPhone, also known as smartphone, was available for purchase for the first time. 2003, Katharine Hepburn died at age 96. And actually, on this day in 1917, without a doubt, the greatest drummer of all time, Buddy Rich, was born. All right, we've got breaking news. This one from USA Today. Supreme Court kills Biden plan to forgive student loan debt. Struck down by a vote of 6-3. Well, I think that's splendid news. Anybody that went into that agreement was fully aware that that debt is not bankruptcyable. So it's a lifer. That's a lifelong debt. If you go off the radar and you come back 20 years and get a job, that debt's going to be there and they're going to collect on you. It's just how it works. Here we've got one from The Independent. Pete Davidson reportedly enters rehab amid mental health struggles. Apparently, he's got PTSD and borderline personality disorder. Folks, the PTSD is not good, but borderline personality disorder is a major thing, and it drives people to self-deletion. Often it's got a high rate of that, so that's serious. This one's particularly disturbing. From Fox News, Thailand woman has leg amputated at Bangkok airport after it became trapped under moving walkway. Oh my God. That's so bad. That is so bad. Poor lady. Jeez. Here's one from ABC News. Number of homeless residents in Los Angeles County jumps by 9% in annual count. It also went on to say, since 2015, homelessness has increased by 70% in the county and 80% in the city. That is incredibly disturbing. They need to get their act together in California and Los Angeles. That's unsustainable. Here's a story from Newsmax. Gallup poll, quote, extreme pride, and this is not the sexual orientation pride, But extreme pride in being American still low. Really, really. After hearing that last story about homelessness, why would we be proud? Wow, what's there to be proud of America right now about? I'm coming up short on finding something. Imagine the difference in the 70s and 80s. You know what this poll results would be. God bless. All right, we've got one from a new outlet to the show, the Japan Times. Suzuki and SkyDrive to jointly start producing flying cars in 2024. All right, well, I mean, they can produce them, but that doesn't mean people aren't going to, you know what, themselves. Yeah, yeah. Basically, these cars are, you know, those little drones that civilians have with the four propellers. It's the same concept, only you're going to be able to drive this down the road before you take off and crash into a power line or something. But it's coming. It's coming. It's going to be very interesting. We got a story from TMZ. Price is Right's Gwendolyn Osborne says, Vanna's right to fight for more money. She's the gold standard. I will admit, yeah, Vanna, she's the bomb, right? But she's done. Like, there's better people for the job. You know, she was great. She had a great career. If you want to listen to my last episode on what I think they should do to for a good send off, but she's got to go. So yeah, whatever, Gwendolyn. All right, that leaves us with one more headline, and it's a good one because we always leave you with a good news story. This one from one of our new outlets, Daily Pause. It already sounds good. Joey, the two-legged pup, went from unadopted to starring in the 2023 Puppy Bowl. This dog is, really is adorable. It was born with no legs, no front legs. And now that it's got wheels, but all his litter mates were all adopted and he was left behind. And there's amazing people out there that see value in these dogs that are unfortunate and handicapped. But go check that out at Daily Pause. But that is good news. We love our dogs and animals here at the Lunch Show. Folks, I'm going to call that an episode. Be sure to keep listening to the show every Tuesday and Friday. Email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't be a nut out there and drive drunk over the 4th. There's going to be checkpoints everywhere, and it's just not worth it. Use rideshare, call a cab, something. But until Tuesday's episode, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.